I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Isaiah chapter 63 and 1, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. For just a little while this morning, Jesus Christ, his power, his life, and his abiding. Hallelujah. There's nothing greater than Jesus Christ. Amen. No person anywhere out of all of your Bible, amen, there is a centering. Everything is centered around Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Jesus Christ from Genesis 1 and 1. Amen. To Revelation 22 and 21, it's Christ. Everything in that Word of God. If He's not there, then there's nothing to write about. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, you're belittling the Godhead. No. Amen. Thank God the Father was willing to send His only begotten Son. Amen. But if that had not have happened, amen, there would be no salvation. You know, I have folks say, well, God, deity can't die. I said, you better hope deity died on that cross. Amen. Because if it didn't, we just did lost as a goose. Amen. That's all I can say. But thank God Jesus bore our sins to the tree. Amen. I want to look for a little while, amen, at those three topics. His power. Amen. You know, we live in a world that, amen, thanks, you know, we got a lot of folks think they got power. Amen. I can tell you in just a short second, everything they have in their life could be gone to them. Amen. That rich farmer, you know what he said? Everything's come out boy good, and I it's made so good my barns won't even hold all that I got, all that I made this year. Said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tear down them old barns, and I'll build me some bigger ones, and amen, and I'll put all of that good produce that I've made in them barns, and amen. Then I'll say to my soul, take thine ease, and amen, for thou hast much good laid up for thee. Amen. Amen. The Word of God said, the Word of God says to him, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be? Amen. What are you talking about, Brother Joe? We can, amen, Jesus said, if we gain the whole world and we lose our soul, what has it profited us? Amen. I've known people that just absolutely sold their life to trying to be, amen, the richest and the greatest and whatever have you. Amen. That's the only thing they was after. Amen. But they end up life empty, dry, amen, and unsatisfied. Amen. When they could have had, amen, some joy and some peace and some real satisfaction. Amen. You know, that old rocker wrote that song, I can't get no satisfaction. I see you looking the wrong way. Amen. Now, why don't you look up, amen, and see Jesus. Amen. And humble yourself and bow your knee and your heart to Him. And you can find out that there's something that will really satisfy your soul. Amen. Jeremiah tried to do that to his generation when he said, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, wherein is the good way, and walk ye therein, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. What did they tell him? We will not walk therein. Amen. Therefore, they did not find rest unto their souls. Amen. You read on through Jeremiah, arrive at Lamentations, and you find out they found a lot of things, but it wasn't rest. Amen. It was horrible. Amen. But we could have something from God. I want to introduce to the world that there is a Jesus. Amen. And He has saving power. We read in the text this morning, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? Amen. Here the writer is talking about, amen, Jesus. Amen. He, look, God, he went over into Egypt. Amen. He said that my son may be out of Egypt. Have I called my son that prophecy may be fulfilled? What did he go to Egypt for? He's escaping Herod. Amen. God has sent Joseph to carry him into Egypt. Amen. And he brought him back. Amen. Listen. Amen. He's coming. What is he doing, Brother Joe? He's trodden the winepress alone. Amen. My. Who is he? He's reddened with that. Amen. With that blood of that grape. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus said, I've done that work. My right arm, it sustained me. Amen. He brought salvation. The Father had to turn his face away. But when he's finished, he has wrought the right to judge humanity. Amen. To set in order. Amen. He who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, that is traveling glorious in his apparel. My. Amen. Well, he didn't look too glorious to them disciples on that day, but I can tell you, John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. And I can tell you, he's a glorious being. Hello? Amen. No, Jesus hadn't lost any of that glory when it came the first time. He's humbled himself as a man, but that glory's still there. Hello? Amen. Listen, amen. He's still a glorious God. Amen. This morning. Amen. I know man mocks and ridicules, but let him mock. Amen. Glory to God. There's coming a time, amen, when they're going to have to look him in the face. Amen. And the Word of God says that their face is going to flee away from him. Amen. Cause, I'm telling you, they can't look at him. Amen. I don't want to be part of that crowd. Amen. I want to be like Job. Amen. When he said, one day I'm going to stand in front of him. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to get to hear him pronounce something that I've been waiting to hear all of my life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We can't have that expectation. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I said, we can't have that expectation. Amen. He has saving power. Amen. Traveling in the greatness of his strength. There's not a man known outside of Jesus Christ, amen, who could carry the load of sin, amen, to that cross. Amen. Come on. Brother, you know, sometimes we're sitting and he looks like a sissy. Amen. I can tell you something now. Brother Joe believes that he's everything but a sissy. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you God ain't into the effeminacy business. Amen. Where men have women's like tendencies. Come on. God made them different. Amen. Don't let nobody, you know, break in news. Amen. The men and women aren't the same. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Very easy, because God didn't make them the same. Amen. They're male and female created he them. Amen. We've come to an age of total lunacy. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you science itself, if it's followed, amen, says that there's a difference. The muscle mass, the tone in the body of the male is, amen, several percent higher than it is in the female. Come on. I don't have no problem, amen, come on, telling men from women. I don't know where all this comes in. We're just throwing that in. Amen. I serve a God, amen, that knows what he's doing in the, amen, before men ever came about. He still knows what he's doing. Amen. And he ain't fixing to lose his mind because, amen, it's a steadfast God that we serve. Amen. So he's traveling the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Oh, aren't you glad that he's mighty to save this morning? Amen. He's mighty to save enough. Amen. That he can save no matter, amen, who they are, where they come from. Amen. I'll probably get ahead of myself, but I want to read just for a moment here. Amen. A passage of Scripture when it looks at mighty to save. Amen. We'll get there in just a few minutes and we'll just reference back to it. Amen. He has pardoning power. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know something? Amen. God doesn't have any problem no matter what, amen, level of sin we may have been in. Amen. We all sang that song, mentioned that song this morning. He reached way below the bottom and he took my hand. Amen to God. No, Brother Joe's not proud of being sinful. Amen. But I'm glad that he reached down his hand for me. Amen. We reach way down. Amen. For me. Amen. Come on. When I come to that altar January the 13th, 1985, I knew I was deep in the dungeon. David said he found me in a horrible pit with my feet stuck in the miry clay. Amen. Come on. That's where he got every last one of us. Some a little deeper in the pit than others. Amen. But nevertheless, he got us out of a horrible pit. Woo, how horrible was it, Brother Joe? Man dead in trespasses and sins. He can't do anything except that somebody outside of him or outside of her, amen, reaches down that hand. Man is lost. He's undone. He has no hope. Amen. Oh, I can tell you, Paul writes to the church at Ephesus and says, but ye who sometimes were, amen. Oh, what were they, Brother Joe? Amen. They were ungodly. Amen. They were bound. They were in chains. Amen. But God, he said, who is rich in mercy. Amen. Thank God for that God who's rich in mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's willing, amen, to forgive my transgressions and your transgressions. Amen. Oh, who's willing to take our sin upon himself. Oh, I ain't going to put myself out. Well, you won't follow Christ then. Amen. If we won't put ourselves out for that lost person, amen, we will not follow this Jesus. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? First thing about Christ, he's selfless. Amen. He's a powerful, mighty Savior. Amen. Now, we're going to see how powerful in just a few minutes. Amen. But now he has saving power. Amen. He has pardoning power. Matthew 9:6, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Amen. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. They had brought that man sick on his bed. Amen. Jesus, amen, had looked at him and said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And what in the world, boy? He set the hair on that religious crowd. What does this mean? Amen. Only God can forgive sin. I want to tell you the only reason God forgives sin was standing right in front of them. Amen. Talking to that man who was sick on the bed. Come on. Amen. Had it not been for Jesus. Amen. We sang that old song. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man called Jesus. Then forever my soul would be lost. Oh, I'm so glad that he was willing to drink the bitter cup. Although he prayed, Father, would you let it pass from me? Oh, I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels, amen, to come and, amen, break the chain, set him free. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm glad this morning that I've been purchased, that I've been bought. I'm glad this morning I can go to a world and say, you don't have to be bound that way. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there's very little told that world. God, you don't have to live that life. You don't have to walk in that ditch. Amen. You don't have to be bound by them chains. Amen. So many people say they want to change the gospel where you walk in chains and pretend that you're saved. Come on, Brother Joe. There ain't never been nothing more foolish and more aggravated. Where is the hope in that? Where is the joy? And where is the wonder? Amen. They have a little God. Amen. Every time I hear somebody make an excuse for sinful living, I say, look, all you're doing is degrading Christ. Amen. You're degrading Him. No, He didn't come to die on a cross so man could still be bound in his sin and pretend He's going to heaven. Amen. He came and died on that cross. Amen. So that man could follow Him, take a hold of Him, and be delivered from a sinful life. Amen. Come on. We sang that song. He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the chains. He broke that yoke. Amen. He broke what had me bound. Amen. Thank God He still breaks chains. He still moves stones. He still delivers. Amen. Hallelujah. Pardoning. He had power to pardon man. I'm glad He has power to pardon sin, because if He didn't, we'd never be able to draw nigh to God. We'd never be able to get a prayer through. Amen. Come on. Well, Brother Joe, amen, I'm glad He still does. But you know why? Because every now and then, we'll make mistakes. I know that folks say, well, are you getting saved over again? No, I'm still repenting of sin. Amen. Just because you're saved don't mean you don't have to repent. Somebody better get that figured out. Amen. Are they going to try to get into heaven with a bag of sin across their shoulder? And it ain't going to work. Amen. Now listen. Amen. David was a righteous man, but he made mistakes. Amen. And when the prophet Nathan has cornered him and said, you the man, You're the one, son. Amen. David didn't go to blaming everybody else. He turned around, fell on his face, amen, and said, Lord, I have sinned against you. You can read it in the 51st Psalms. I sinned against thee, and against thee only have I sinned. Amen. He's repentant before God. He said, would you purge me with hyssop? Would you please break out the hyssop? Amen. That great high priest in heaven. Come on. Amen. Would you dip that hyssop? Amen. Brother Tony said this morning, amen, talking about animal sacrifice. Amen. Listen, salvation has been the same Old Testament new. Oh, really, Brother Joe? Oh, yes, indeed. Amen. It's all been by faith. They look forward to that finished work. We look back at the finished work. Amen. I want to, how far back did He really die for sin? From the foundation of the world. That's what your Bible says. That means that every last man that has ever existed, Jesus died for their sin. Amen. From old Adam, amen, and Eve, all the way through until the, amen, He winds everything up. Boy, I'm going to tell you something, that's a lot of sin. I said, that's a lot of sin, but He's got power to pardon every last bit of it. Woo! I'm glad He does, because, you know, I'm glad He didn't run out of pardoning power, Brother Tony. Amen. That when I come around, old Joe got here, there wasn't no more pardoning power left, and I was left out. Amen. I'm glad He didn't decide it was just the Jews that He's going to pardon, but He decided He'd pardon them old Gentiles as well. Hey, come on. I'm glad it wasn't just, amen, some of the women might have said, I'm glad it wasn't just the men. Amen. But I'm glad He extended that to the women. Come on, women, don't matter where we're from, male, female, bond, or free, amen, whether we're on this side of the globe or the other side of the globe, where Brother Isaac is, amen, that pardon power is still real. Woo, glory. Amen. I'm so glad He's willing to pardon. I'm so glad that we read Matthew 8, or 28 and 18, that His power is infinite. Infinite. Well, in the study of calculus, you study infinity. There's a symbol that is references infinity. Amen. We can't. You hardly wrap around that mind around infinity. I can't imagine infinite power hardly to save my life. But I know one thing about infinite power, that you can never reach a place where you are, amen, beyond the power. Hello? What do you mean, Brother Joe? That Jesus has never met a person, amen, too lost that He can't save them. Come on. He had never met an enemy too big that He can't bring them down. Come on. He had never reached a mountain that is too high, but what, He can't make it low. Amen. He had never approached a valley that is too low, but He can't fill it in. Come on with me. Hey, He has infinite power. Listen, Matthew 28 and 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, infinite, all power. I got it all. Has been given unto me. Amen. Come on. The Father delegated that power to Christ. Jesus turns and delegates that power to whom? The church. Go ye therefore into all the world, preach the gospel to every, they ever listen to every creature. That's why Brother Joe's big on missions and evangelism. Amen. That is the primary call of the church. That's the primary call of the Christian. Everything we live for in this world, everything we do, amen, the church, amen, is supposed to be, that is the center and the focus of everything. I know we've come to an age when, amen, building monuments to men, amen, and trying to make, trying to build popularity and power and prestige has taken over. Amen. A lot of folks simply trying to, amen, what God has given us to do, and that's promote Christ. Hello? If we don't get the world to see Jesus, we have failed. Amen. I said, we have failed. Amen. It is our duty as simple Christians, as individuals, to show that world Christ by allowing Him to live in us to the fullness. Amen. Amen. God, listen. Amen. I can go and testify about the pardoning power of God. Amen. I don't have to fret about my past. Why, Brother Job? I've been pardoned. Whoa! Amen. You know what pardon means? As if you have never... My. When that president pardons somebody, it's taken off the books. When the governor who has power to pardon, amen, come on, it's taken off the books. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad that He's the only one He can clean my record as far as... Come on. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. He has infinite power, power enough to straighten out a life that is in a total wreck and a total mess. My. We're going to get to look at that in just a second. Amen. He has power over nature. Amen. Luke 8:28, and He said to them, "Where is your faith?" I mean, them disciples, He headed across Lake Gennesaret. Amen. Over to the land of the Gadarenes. Amen. And the Word of God said a storm has come up and the water's starting to get all in the boat. Amen. And I'm telling you that these folks are not amateurs. Most of them are fishermen. Amen. Or some of them are. And they've got genuinely frightened. Amen. They go down there and they wake Jesus up in the bottom of the boat. Amen. My Lord, we're going to perish. And Jesus said, "Where is your faith?" I said, "We're going to the other side." Hello? When Jesus says you're going to the other side, it don't care. It don't matter how many storms arrive. Amen. Come on. I said it doesn't matter how many storms arrive. Amen. If He says you're going to the other side, the storm ain't going to stop you. Come on, Brother Joe. Too many times the church has looked at the storm instead of listening to what God said. Hello? Sister Deborah sings that song. Sometimes He calls the storm. Sometimes He calls me. And I've always been convinced He has more problem with me than the storm. Amen. But Jesus got up, went up to the top of the boat and said, "Peace be still." And all of a sudden, all that wind and all them waves and all that mess of that storm just went away. That's God's choice, whether He steals the storm or whether He steals us. Listen, amen. If we don't learn to trust God, amen, to keep us through the storm, we're going to have a lot of peace that we're going to miss. Amen. I said we're going to have a lot of peace. He has power, infinite power. He has power over nature. He has power over His own life. Amen. Uh-oh. I have people tell, "I just can't do that." If we'll let Christ, He'll give us power over our own life. Let's see what He said about power over one's own life. Amen. He said over in John 10:18, He says, "No man taketh it from me," talking about his life. Amen. "But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Amen. I want to tell you something. If we walk and follow Jesus, we'll have power to lay that life down. What we laying it down for, Brother Joe? We lay it down and amen, at the feet of Jesus and let Jesus have it. Amen. Then one glorious day, amen, come on, Brother Joe, amen, we'll arrive on the streets of that celestial city and we'll hear Him say, "Well done." Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You just seem in retribution to what I've done. I laid down my life for you. You laid down your life for me. Amen. What a glorious swap. I said, what a glorious swap. Amen. That old song said, "Look what I traded for a mansion. Look what I'm leaving behind." Amen. Look what will be there to greet me when I step in that sweet paradise. Woo! I'm leaving behind all of my troubles. I'm leaving behind all of my cares. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Somehow or another, somebody, amen, that ain't happy about their salvation just hadn't got the picture yet. Amen. My. Look what I've traded. Amen. Another old song says, "I got the best of the trade." Hallelujah. I ain't got the best of most things in my life, but I'm going to tell you, when I met Christ, I got the best of the trade. Amen. I told somebody one time that I could buy every raffle ticket, amen, at the raffle, except one, and I still wouldn't win. I've done that a few times. I was just buying raffle tickets to help anyway. Because I had Brother Joseph. Amen. That's just the way I've got it figured. Hello. Amen. Somebody else go buy one and they win that thing. Amen. But I can tell you, I have punched my ticket. Amen. For something I ain't going to miss out on, Brother Tony. Woo! Glory! Amen. Ain't because I've earned it. Amen. No, it's because He loved me. And He loved you. It's because God the Father loved us. Amen. It's because, amen, Jesus had the power to secure it for us. My! I feel like preaching. I feel like having church. Amen. I mean, I tell you, let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. Ain't nobody like Him. Amen. Hallelujah. They can't nobody stand against Him. They can't nobody beat Him. They can't nobody defeat Him. Amen. If you and I walk and abide in Him, if you abide in me, I'm going to get ahead of myself yet. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, shall ask what you will. That's a big statement right there. Let me hurry. Over his own life, he has life-giving power. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Thank God he has life-giving power. Where did it find you at, Brother Joe? Read Ezekiel chapter 16. Amen. When I passed by you, chapter 6 and verse 16. When I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. You died, you cast out your navel, wood and cut. Listen, amen, that's exactly where he found us at. Hello? Amen. What did he say in that passage of Scripture? He said it was a time of love. And I spread my skirts over it, and I said unto thee, live! And thou didst live. Amen. Listen, where did he find me? Found me dead. He found me dying. He said you wasn't, even your neighbor wasn't cut, you wasn't salted, you wasn't swaddled. Come on, nobody cared about you, but I cared. Woo! Amen. There's a big hit song in the 80s. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. I taught a teenage Sunday school class, you can call somebody who cares. Don't even have to have a quarter. Hit them knees. Amen. And I can tell you, he's got an ear that'll listen to you. Amen. Listen. Amen. My someone to care, someone to share. Oh, your troubles like no other can do. I'm telling you, ain't nobody like him. An old black preacher from Atlanta said, I'm going to run on and tell Jesus. Amen. He's the only one that matters anyhow. He's the only one that can do anything about it. Amen. He shall swiftly run swiftly to him, and he shall bring thy troubles swiftly to an end. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel them doodads. Oh, glory to God. I want to run and tell Jesus, don't you? He has wonder-working power. Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Same Jesus. Amen. Nobody like Jesus. Let me hurry. Hebrews 1 and 3. Amen. He demonstrated. Let me back up just for a second. Amen. He demonstrated by his resurrection. Romans 1 and 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. Through that resurrection, God, amen, manifesting that he is the Son of God, not with weakness, but with power. Amen. Listen, we live in a church age that has, amen, is settling Christ far short. Amen. Listen, the gospel came not in word only. Read it in your Bible, but in word and in power. Amen. Listen, we ain't got an inert gospel. We ain't got a gospel that somebody has to sit around and make up and make-believe. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell y'all, that make-believe stuff, that's for that TBN crowd. Amen. And a lot of them other clowns. Amen. That all they out for is to try to play religion and get somebody's money. Amen. But I want to tell you, it's going to fall short at the judgment. Amen. Oh, what are they doing, Brother Joe? They're daubing that stuff with untempered mortar, making it look pretty, making it look attractive to that worldly-minded crowd. Come on with me. Amen. But I want to tell you, when the winds of adversity blow against it, amen, and when the trouble arises, it's going to crumble, amen, like a bunch of sand, amen, that packed concrete put in the mix. It'll fall down. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.